Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher.
Hello, listeners. This is episode 21 of Art Talk, and today I start with a story. Well, of course, I start with a quote first. When it comes to artistic ability, it seems more like a God-given gift. Dr. Errol S. Dweck from the book Mindset. Years ago, when I was still in music school myself, before I went to the Academy of Music in Amsterdam, my father was far from supportive. Art was a no-go area because you could never earn anything with that. And on top of that, being a woman, you only needed to be representing your husband and supporting with his career. Ooh, I resisted and became the rebel, not loud and openly, but silently did what I felt I wanted to do. So one day, I was about 18 years old, I came back home after I had done my entrance exam. My music teacher had taken out her spare time to prepare me, and nobody knew about it. So I came home and I told my father that he could congratulate me. He was stunned and asked, "With what? Have you already got your driver's license?" And I replied, "No, I have been accepted at the Academy of Music. My musicality was what did it, my technical skill. But only the theory was a bit behind." His jaw dropped to the floor. And then he screamed he would never pay for my education. I said to him that he did not have to because I already had a scholarship. His jaw dropped even further. And he, who always has his way with words, tried to knock me down again by telling me that it wasn't even important because it was good to have a hobby. It would not be for long anyway, because I would marry and kids and needed to take care of them and my to-be husband. The anger about his diminishing words, his utter contempt, was fierce. But I did it anyway. I went and never looked back. Now, studying music itself was not the point. Feeling worthy was. And that was in my way. Doubt, fear, and him constantly on my shoulder, telling me he was right anyway. But I pushed through and became the musician I wanted to be, playing, teaching, and ear troubles. From them, it became academic training and art, as you all know. My former teacher always told me that I could do anything I put my mind to. That was a great help. About my worthiness and doubt and fear, I did a lot of work up until now, and I keep doing that. But studying flute, I had to do piano too. And my professor there had an extreme fixed mindset and was on top of that. A frustrated piano teacher. All the fame she once had was gone, and now she had to teach students whose major instrument was not piano. It was something we were supposed to do, but the importance was not as strong as our major instrument, in my case, flute. Her behavior demolished many students who went away crying and begging to be placed by someone else. I refused to let her get to me, so I stayed. Rebel? Maybe, but I passed my exam and was sufficient enough to accompany students I was teaching. Do I love it? Not really, and that might be part of her input. But I stayed, I learned, and I learned from it. Not only playing the piano, but also that if I really focus on something and practice, no matter who is teaching me, I can still do it. So coming back to the quote by Dr. Dweck from her book I recently read, it is all about mindset. From all the tests she did, also with school children, you had to choose. You had those who rolled up the sleeves, solved the puzzle, enjoying the challenge. And you had those who closed down, couldn't wait to get out of the room. So often, I hear artists talk extremely negative about art school as if it would destroy your creativity. That, my friends, is utter nonsense. Oh yes, you can have teachers and professors like I did, who have a fixed mindset and will discourage you, as I talked about last week. And my friends who made it and are still writing and still painting, and good too, on a high level. About me, a story I just told. But there is the thing. If you let yourself be destroyed by that, your own mindset is just as fixed. And you not only let yourself be harmed by your teacher, but you also harm yourself. Yes, you heard that right. It is not that there are only people with a fixed mindset and others with a growth mindset. No, not really. We have both. And at one point, you wanted to go to the art academy because you really wanted to train your skills. And you wanted to draw or paint portraits. Within the first few months, you couldn't stand it anymore. So demotivating. And you took something else. Or you dropped off completely. And that is not a joke. 90% of the students drop out. Ask yourself, was it a professor or teacher only? Or was it maybe you too, who had at that point a fixed mindset? Because, as I told you, you can go through this, pick out what you need and do the work. Yes, do the work. It is you who needs to practice during art school and after art school. You have to practice the rest of your life. As my artist friend Kelly Folsom says, you have to show up in your studio every single day. But what if you still would like to learn how to paint or draw portraits? If you still have that nagging feeling, or if you see others do it and think, oh, I wish I could do that. What if you would like to overcome that insecure feeling? Then, my dear listeners, I have the solution for you, because I know you can, and I can teach you. I know that you can overcome that fear. I can teach you to draw and paint portraits. And you do not have to stick to it either, but at least you have overcome that insecure feeling of not being able to do it. So, let me ask you. Do you want to grow? Or do you want to keep moaning about the stupid art school that sucked all creativity out of you? I know you can learn it. I know you can grow your skills. And I am that sure about that. And I can teach you. So, are you interested? Do you want to know more? Then let me know in the comments. And I definitely come back to you. So next week, we dive a bit further into the mind and how you can start letting it work for you and not against you. Something that will benefit you personally and your art for sure. I am working on that continuously. And it's amazing what happens. So next week about that. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to put a comment in. Let me know if you're interested. Let me know if you want to grow your skill, really grow your skill. Pick it up where you left it. Learn a new skill and enjoy it, embrace it. Speak next week. Bye.
I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.